Hello, and welcome to another episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm your host, Alejandro Barba. In this episode, we're going to be discussing what makes a superhero super. Allow me to be a little cliched and start by defining a superhero. In modern popular fiction, a superhero is a type of heroic character possessing extraordinary talents, supernatural phenomena, or superhuman powers, and is dedicated to a moral goal of protecting his public. Now, that's all fine and dandy when you consider superheroes as just being people with superpowers, but what about all those other superheroes that have no powers? I mean, there's a lot of them. Two off the top of my head are Green Arrow and Batman, but there's also Iron Man, you know? So let's compare a superhero with powers to one without powers and see what makes them both super. For our powered superhero, I'm choosing Spider-Man, because he is Marvel's flagship character, basically. We all know Spider-Man. He got bit by a spider, and he has spider-like powers. He can climb walls, he can lift very heavy stuff, he has superhuman strength, he is very fast, he's borderline a speedster if he's actually running. And he has the spider sense, which can predict when he is in certainly dangerous situations. For our non-powered character, let's choose Batman, because he is DC's tentpole character too. So, we all know Batman. He is a multi-billionaire, and he fights crime in a bat costume. What are his powers? Well, there are none. He has no powers. He is in peak human condition, probably in better shape than anyone that's ever lived in our world, but it's certainly within the limits according to the in-universe logic. So he could be bested by someone with super strength. He has insane detective skills, but then again, so does Sherlock Holmes, and he's not a superhero. And he also has a lot of money, but a lot of people have a lot of money, so that's not a superpower. But what makes him a superhero? Let's take a look at the past of these superheroes. Spider-Man was a nerd in high school, and when his first outing came out, it was back in 1962, so high school cliques and all of that were really defined, and it was a real thing. So he was a bullied kid who was from a poor family. He had no parents. He lived with Aunt May and Uncle Ben. So he gets powers, and what's the thing he does? He does not go back and enact revenge on his bullies. He does not try to rob a bank to help his financial situation. He does try to get some money in the wrestling business, but that's short-lived. What he does is he goes out and helps people, he saves people, he keeps on going despite still being bullied at school, still being in a poor family. He takes pictures for the Daily Bugle as Peter Parker, and that's his source of income. He does not give in to the dark side despite being tempted. He still soldiers on, despite the odds being entirely against him most of the time. Batman's backstory, we know it too. He saw his parents being murdered in an alleyway, and he then gave everything he got to become someone that could protect the people of Gotham from experiencing things like that. And most of the time, he is outmatched by his opponents. There's a lot of villains in his rogues gallery that are certainly way stronger than him. I mean, Bane is literally a wrestler with super-powered strength. And the Riddler is smarter than him when it comes to wit and smarts. So he has everything faced against him, but he keeps on going. And even in his darkest stories, like in The Long Halloween or in A Killing Joke, he keeps on going despite being faced with defeat multiple times. He keeps on going until he wins. And that is what makes both of them superheroes. It's that they go above and beyond to become the super part of superhero. It's not just about the superpowers. It's about giving everything you got despite your situation. And there's people like that in real life too. And I might be going into a cheesy, you know, section, but you know, firefighters, policemen, EMTs, doctors, teachers, people that help despite not having anything as a reward, those are heroes. And on that note, I'm gonna leave you guys. I'm Alejandro Barba, and this was Thinking Out Loud. Please check out our other podcasts here at the Daily Free Press. See you later.